In the last 4 years, New Hampshire doctors and nurse practitioners have taken in $5.8 million in money from drug companies. But in just this past year, for the highest earning doctors, there was a noticeable decline. In fact, every one of the top 10 recipients in the state saw his or her total compensation go down or hold flat in 2012. The numbers come from ProPublica, an investigative journalism group. Pharmaceutical companies can pay doctors for a variety of activities, from research and consulting to speaking engagements, meals, and travel reimbursement.
You know, medicine has evolved as a very complicated business, and it is increasingly a business, whether we like it or not.
That's Dr. Rebecca Neal. She chairs the Ethics Committee at the New Hampshire Psychiatric Society. The payments are all perfectly legal, but she says it's the perception of a doctor working hand-in-hand with a drug company that troubles some. That relationship, though, is changing, and big healthcare employers are one reason. Rick Adams is spokesman for Dartmouth-Hitchcock, which employs many of the top beneficiaries.
The idea that it's a real or a perceived conflict of interest is really important to us, and we have to make sure that there isn't even the perception of a conflict.
When NHPR first reported on this topic in 2009, DH allowed its staff to speak on behalf of drug companies at lectures and gatherings. Last year, that changed. The medical school now bans drug reps from campus, and while professors can still consult and do research, they can no longer market drugs at what the industry calls speakers bureaus. Psychiatrist John Miller, who isn't affiliated with DH, doesn't like that term, marketing. He's the state's top recipient and, according to ProPublica, one of the highest compensated doctors in the country, more than $700,000 earned speaking on behalf of drugs, including Seroquel, Zoloft, and Viagra. Miller calls himself a liaison, not an ad man.
Everybody in that room knows that I'm getting paid for the talk, and they're coming to the talk knowing it's being sponsored by the company of that drug. So, you know, it's all right there out front. It's all wide open.
Miller works part-time at Seacoast Mental Health in Exeter, which doesn't have a policy against accepting payments. He's on the road 3 days a week, delivering roughly 100 presentations each year.
I earn the money that I make. I work hard. I put a lot of time into it. I'm away from home a lot. I travel. It's stressful. You know, and so it looks like a big number. But if you were to look at my time and how I spend it, and you were to look at other physicians who do clinical work all the time, and what is an orthopedic surgeon or what does a busy private practice psychiatrist make, they're up there with me, or I'm trying to catch up to them.
Miller stresses that he informs patients when he recommends or prescribes a drug he also pitches. The possibility of bias, of doctors overprescribing a drug they're paid to promote, is a loud argument against any form of payment, even if it is disclosed. Danny Carlad is with the Pew Charitable Trust, which advocates for complete transparency in the field.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's overwhelming evidence that the gifts, the travel grants, the support for continuing medical education, all have an effect on which drugs doctors prescribe for their patients.
But Dr. Miller points out that he only liaisons for drugs that he believes in, so it follows that he also prescribes them. Miller also publishes each of his relationships on his website. The Affordable Care Act will extend that mandatory disclosure to all doctors. David Grandy researches the issue at the UPenn School of Medicine. He says that additional sunshine could be a black eye to the industry.
Well, I don't think that marketing to doctors is going to go away by any means. The question is how it will change.
Maybe more online promotion or one-to-one marketing. No matter what direction it takes, the industry still has time to plan. The provision doesn't go live until September 2014. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.